Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Hey, wheat producers. Joe and Mary Jo Pieper have five certified wheat varieties for sale this year for fall planting. We've got top quality seed of the following varieties: Monument, Flint, Dones, Gallagher, and Larry. Larry's also available as registered seed to KWA members. You can call Joe at 580-541-1949. Their Oklahoma seed license is 00809140. That phone number for Joe Pieper again is 580-541-1949.
Well, expect live and feeder cattle futures to open moderately higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying and short covering. Well, on the other hand, the hog contract should start out generally lower, thanks to residual selling interest and the stubborn pattern of defensive fundamentals. Now, the cash cattle trade will probably stay fairly quiet today, with bids and asking prices still very poorly defined this week. But both sides will be carefully monitoring the board for suggestions of pre-holiday value. Guesses that feedlot managers will start out pricing the ready steers and heifers about 108 to 110 in our part of the country. Live and feeder contracts seem set to open a bit higher again this morning, boosted by further short covering and cautious technical buying. Now look for the hog buyers to keep hammering away at the cash market today to be sure they'll put it back in the toolbox when it ceases to move country inventory. But as long as lower bids actually work to fund large and profitable kills, packers will stick with a winning game plan. Now, on the grains, large speculators just reversed a seven-week trend and are now increasing net short positions on corn futures. The bearish news, especially as short-term weather forecasts across the Corn Belt show little danger for grain crops as harvests edge closer and high global supplies haven't budged. Wheat prices got hit the hardest of all the grains yesterday. December Chicago's soft red winter wheat fell about 7.25 cents to close at 228. December red wheat fell about 6.75 cents to close at 425.5. Corn prices hit contract lows yesterday, with December 2017 prices tumbling another 2.5 cents to land at 351. Prices slipped at the open, then nearly fought their way back by mid-morning trading before sliding again in time for the markets to close. Soybean prices lost some of its momentum it had seen over the last couple of weeks. November 2017 prices lost another 2.5 cents to close at 942. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, October live cattle up 145 yesterday at 108.37. December up 145 at 111.37. September feeder cattle up 295, 145.87. October up 345 at 146.40. October hogs down 145, 61.62. And December down 137, 57.57. On the grains, hard red winter wheat, Kansas City down 7.75 at 396.75. December down 6.75 at 425.5. Chicago wheat, September down 9.5 at $4, and December down 7.25, 428. September corn is down 2.75 at 336, and December down 2.5 at 351. September soybeans down 3.75 at 935.25, and November down 3.25, 941.25. On the cotton futures, October down 4, 70.29, December up 12, 69.95, and October crude is down to 46.55. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.